An advocacy group is making the case that healthy food and a healthy economy are not mutually exclusive. The Illinois Public Health Institute wants economic developers to tap into the local food market to help grow the economy and improve access to fresh food in so-called food deserts. The group hosted an economic development summit at Epiphany Farms Restaurant in Bloomington. GLT's Eric Stock spoke with its CEO, Alyssa Brassler, about connecting health and economics.
Well, I think as we have learned really over the last few decades, there's a real connection in terms, we're a public health group, so there's a real connection between health outcomes, how long people live, what kind of healthy lives they live, and jobs and income and educational attainment and those kinds of things, what we call the social determinants of health. And so when we try to think about how do we improve overall the health of communities, and especially communities that are disparately impacted, that have a lot of poor health outcomes, we have to think about not just sort of what we traditionally think about as health, but we have to think about how do we address those underlying economic root causes and factors. So when for us, we think a lot about healthy food and people eating well. Everybody sort of understands that's connected to health. We also know these other things are connected to health. And so this summit is really about how do we start to make the connections between those two fields, those two sectors, and really promote them together in order to really have an impact overall on people's health.
It seems whenever food is tied with economic development, you think about restaurants. This is a community where people like to eat out. That's not always the healthiest. So how do you look for ways to work around that where people can find healthy ways to eat while still contributing to the economy in that kind of a way?
There are a lot of initiatives that we're going to explore more of around the state to do things like invest in bringing full-service grocery stores to communities that have no grocery stores. And that can be in very dense urban communities that are low income, and that can also be in rural communities where it's 20 or 30 miles to the closest grocery store. So grocery stores is one aspect where you're not buying your food at the convenience store or the local gas station, but you have a full-service grocery store. And then we can think about what do we grow? And there's a lot of really exciting initiatives in urban communities to do what's called urban farming that connect up growing our own food in the urban community and creating jobs at the same time for growers, for farmers right in the middle of a city, for instance. And then when we think about farms and rural communities, we grow a lot of what are called commodity crops, corn and soybeans that no one eats. So how can we start to develop more farms that are creating food that gets eaten in the local community, and that contributes to the regional economy? Like, people are buying food that's grown there, then the money stays in the economy instead of going out to, being exported out. So there's a sort of, this is such an interesting topic for Illinois because we have all those kinds of places and all these kinds of problems.
So it seems as if you're almost turning back the clock in a sense to the way it used to be where everything was more local.
Yes, I think, I don't know about turning back the clock. I like to think we're actually looking forward, but sure. Anyway. But yes, we do think about local food because I think we need to, that's how we build our local economies, is if we're spending our money locally, yes.
From an economic development standpoint, there are many communities that have these sort of boutique grocery stores that try to cater to that specific need. Healthy, fresh food tends to be more costly than what you get at the mega grocery stores. Is there enough of a market that they're trying to cater to keep those kinds of grocery stores in existence and thriving in the communities that need them?
I think it's a sort of a both and. I think one of our panelists this morning talked a little bit about sort of the disinvestment in rural communities from small family-owned grocery stores that used to offer everything into the sort of big box stores where the money really that's spent there actually doesn't stay in the community too much. And so I think that there is, we have to figure out how we support the development of local community businesses and so on. And yes, I think there's a demand as long as we develop those in our center, in our communities.
And is the demand greater in rural areas where there is perhaps less access to that kind of food, at least at a grocery store or the particular kind of grocery store that they might want?
I think the questions of access to healthy food are complicated. There are certainly urban communities where you really have to go outside of the neighborhood pretty far to get to a grocery store. So I don't think it's just rural communities. It may be that in a rural community the distance is further, but the effort to get even a few miles in a city and to have to take buses or parking or some of those other kinds of things to get to where a grocery store is may also be just challenging to think. I mean, think about trying to get your groceries home, a bunch of groceries home on a bus, mm-hmm. may be a similar kind of challenge to having to drive several miles, many miles to the closest grocery store in a rural community. So I don't think it's a competition, and I just think they're different issues.
This is Sound Ideas, visiting with Alyssa Bassler, the CEO of the Illinois Public Health Institute, the group holding its first Healthy Food Access and Economic Development Summit in Bloomington. How do you plan to sort of set benchmarks or measurables in the years ahead to see what kind of progress you're making?
I think there's a lot of different sort of avenues for this. So we certainly want to look for new initiatives that are fostering these kinds of entrepreneurial efforts. I think we're here at Epiphany Farms here in Bloomington, and I think that that's an example of that, where it's a restaurant that is also a grower and is also trying to develop the food economy. So I think we want to look for more of those sort of entrepreneurial initiatives and figure out ways that our economic development systems in communities value that and invest in the development of that, how our public health communities can help to sort of lift up the importance of those kinds of things. But I think that we also, you know, think there are real policy opportunities. And so one of the ways that we work is at the policy level. So I think one of our presenters talked about a government initiative that made a combination of grants and loans, low interest loans, to grocers to open grocery stores in underserved communities and food deserts. That was an investment, an economic development investment from the state government, from the federal government, to build those kinds of grocery stores. So we really need to look at policy initiatives as well. And the return on investment on economic development is a return to the community. So those kinds of investments by government have an ROI to communities.
Are there particular policies that you're looking at now that you would advocate at either the state or the federal level that would help in this cause?
Well, I think we had State Representative Sonia Harper, who helped to moderate our first panel this morning, and she's worked on a few different bills. She had a bill about creating urban agriculture zones that are going to help cities and urban communities develop more urban agriculture. So that bill just passed the General Assembly. We also worked on a piece of legislation called the Healthy Local Food Incentives Fund, which passed. Unfortunately, didn't get an appropriation, didn't get money, but we hope to get the money for that next. And that is a program that will allow people who use food stamps, SNAP, at farmers markets to have a match. So I think we talked a little bit earlier about how expensive sometimes organic, locally grown food can be, so that may be very well out of reach for a person who's low income and using food stamps or SNAP. So this is a program that's been shown to work nationally. We have investments from philanthropy in Illinois on this, but this would create a state investment in these matching funds that help people who are using SNAP to be able to purchase food and get better value for their little bit of SNAP dollars at farmers markets. So that does two things. It helps that person eat healthier and buy those kinds of foods. It helps to build the customer base and the number of people buying from those local farmers who are showing up at the farmers market. So it's really, that money goes right back in to the farm economy in Illinois.
GLT's Eric Stock spoke with Alyssa Bassler with the Illinois Public Health Institute at the Healthy Food Access and Economic Development Summit at Epiphany Farms in Bloomington. It's Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.